We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting almost halfway down the Amud. It's four lines from the wide lines, right after that by the two dots, Lefikach. It said in our Mishnah that we scare the Eidim by saying, if you're trying to kill someone, that's a whole world. Because it says the reason why Hashem created Adam Harishon Yechidi is because he's a whole world. Gemara will elaborate on this a little bit. Adam Yechidi Nivra. A person was created alone. Be two people created, we would say, the Minim would say, the Apikarsim would say, that, and the heretics would say, that each person was created by a different God. So therefore, Hashem only created one Adam. Dova acha, v'pnei ha-tzadikim v'pnei ha-rishom. Shlo yiyu ha-tzadikim oimrim onu b'nei tzadik, v'rishom oimrim onu b'nei rasho. Another problem would be is that if two people will be created, they have different tchunos, one be a tzadik, one be a rasho, so everyone who's descendants of them, if you're descendants of a tzadik, you say, oh, I'm a tzadik. If you're descendants of a rishom, you say, I have no choice, why should I be good? That's my tchuno. That's what tchuno senefesh. I come from. That's my nature. I come from the Risham. Therefore, Hashem created only one. Dova achar. So I already have two pshatim. Either it's haber reshuis b'shemoyim, or because it's dikim ha-Risham. So the dova achar apnei ha-mishpachos. Shloyu mishpachos v'skara zu b'zu. The mishpachos shouldn't fight with each other. Ma achshav sh'nivra yachad. Ma adach now. We all have the same father. And it's all the same Yerusha, really. Still mishkara, we fight. Nivru shnayim achas v'kama v'kama. Even more, they would fight. Like, and Rashi says, what they fight about is, this one would say, my father's bigger, your father's bigger. So people would fight much more if they had two fathers. They created one, they steal from each other. If they were created two, of course they would steal from each other. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, there'd be more gazlonim v'chamsonim. They would say, that's my father's property, not your father's property. So therefore, we all come from the same father, from one Adam Arishon. Everyone's all the same. And therefore, you have all these different reasons. But in the Mishnah, it says the reason of Adam Mali in order to scare the Edom. The Mishnah also says, L'haged gedulasoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though Hashem created Adam Arishon with a mold, and he used the exact same mold for all other people in the world, billions of people. Still, every single person is different. By a boss of Adam, if he uses a mold, so everyone will come exactly the same. Here, he uses the same mold, he used Adam Rishon, and every single person was different. Tanu Rabbanan, L'hagid gulasa shal melech malachi hamlocha makarish baruch hu, sh'odom teveya kam matbeyes b'chayis mechad. If a person mints a bunch of coins with one mold, they're all mamish, they're all exactly the same. Of course, Baruch Hu Tevek, Kol Adam Mechayis Samish Adam Rishon, he minted, he created every person with the mold of Adam Rishon. And that one person is similar to his friend. Shunem, how do we know that every person was created with a form, with a mold? Because the Pasuk says that after Misa, Tesapech Kechoy Merchoysam, that the chosom will turn back into cement, which means because he's made out of the ground, and there's lashon chosom using over here. And when he wakes up tchias meisim, he will be levush, he'll be closed. So we see from the sapik chaim chosom he's called a chosom. So when he dies, he becomes bottle like a chosom. On plema, you see, he was created with a chosom with a mold. Why taka didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make every person exactly the same? And everyone have the same mind list, every same person, every exact same, look the same. They don't have problems with any good looks, everyone look the same. He says, Hashem didn't do that, you know why? Shlayira Adam Dira Na, V'isha Na, someone will see a nice house or a nice wife and say, V'yam Shalihi, it's mine. Because everything looks the same, so you think taka's yours. I can ask me, if every isha looks the same, what does it mean to see isha na? Every isha is exactly the same. So one of the first, maybe the Aruch Hanes, someone speaks out that the people can have different midas. So you see a lady with good midas, say that, yeah, that's my wife, because it looks exactly the same. So if every lady looks exactly the same, and every house looks exactly the same, you'll say, that's my house.
My house.
A good location, let's say. Whatever it is, you know, there's certain miles of the house size for the look. But if everything looked exactly the same, So then, no, but Dirino is down in the house. Dirino, a house could be different. That's not Shver. Not a person. Right, that's good. He just say, that's my house. What do you mean? Everyone looks the same. So you can claim it's your house. Everyone looks the same. There's no way to put the point. So by Ishana, I'm talking, that's what the kash is. Ishana, Dirino has to be like that. V'yemishli, I'll say it's mine. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yimna mirshoyim oiram v'zeroya rama teshava, which means, because the changed the cluster upon him, that's v'yimna mirshoyim oiram, the light, the shine, and with that, since everyone's face is different, therefore, v'zeroya rama teshava, they can't say it's theirs. It's a way of making the world a better place, because now everyone knows what's theirs, because everything is different, every single person is different. There are three things, three specific things, significant things that a person is different than his friend. Bekoil, in his voice, b'mara, in the way he looks, uvedas, in the way he thinks. Bekoil amara is necessary mishum erva, because you have to recognize your wife. So by day, it's through mara, and by night, it's through koil, through the voice, you recognize your wife. If not, they could happen have the wrong wife. Therefore, you have to have koil amara. And why do you have to have das? With das, you have to have different das. Everyone thought exactly the same, so then everyone would know where you put your money. You have $1 million stashed under your nearest mattress, but the other guy knows exactly what you're doing because he thinks like you. He'll put in the same mattress, so he'll find it. Therefore, Hashem made everyone's das is different. Tanu Rabbanan, Odom Nivra Be'erev Shabbos. The creation of the world by Kadosh Baruch Hu was for 6 days, started on a Sunday, and it ended on a Friday, and Shabbos was Yom Menucha. When was Adam Rishon created? On Erev Shabbos, the last day of creation. What's the Pshat? Prema, why? Shlayu aminim imrim, shutafoy lekarish baruch hu. Because the heretics should not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a shutaf. They're both Adam Rishon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shutafoy lekarish baruch hu. So therefore, he's created last. Obviously, he was not the creator. Dovacha, Shem Tezuach Daite Elov, if he gets too haughty, you tell him, Yetush Kodmach, that this little fly, this little bug was before you, for my inspirations. He was created on the fifth day. So therefore, he created him last. This way, he knows his place, his real place in the world. Dovacha, Kadesh Yekonis Le Mitzvah Miyad. He should go into a mitzvah right away, right before Shabbos. Shabbos is a huge mitzvah. Right away, he should go into Shabbos. Everything should be ready for him. The whole world was all ready when he was born. He built a palace, which means he finished the palace. Then he writes the Archimim. You don't invite the Archimim, then start building the palace. So here, you built the palace first and then brought in Adam Rishon. Shinam is in the Pasuk. Chochmois Bonsa Besa. Chotzva Mudeh Shiva. And the pasuk goes weiter that this is part of Mishlei Tes Aleph. The next pasuk is pasuk Beis. It says Tovcha Tivcha Moscha Yena Af Archa Shulchana Af Archa Shulchana. So this is all pasuk. I'm explaining this whole pasuk to explain what we just said, that the world was created before Adam Rishon was born. And the next pasuk says pasuk Gimel Shulchana Arisa Tikra Agape Meroime Kares. So this is a three pasukim, and the Gemara is in Darshan is pasukim. Chachmois bonsa beisa zumi dasa shal karis baruch hu. This is the meat of karis baruch hu, which is a chachma shabaras kolam kulay bechachma. He built the whole world bechachma. Then it says chotzva amudah shiva. He established, he dug in the amudim seven. Elu shivas mei reishis. These are 7 days of creation. Kamavuyer that Shabbos is called the creation. Hashem created menucha. Tavcha moscha yena, which means he shechted the animals and he poured the wine. Af Orkel Shachan even set the table. Elu, what are these? Yamim, v'nehoiros, the rivers, the oceans, v'chol tzarcha elam, all the tzarchim of the world, everything was created. And there is a girsa here that says, Af Orkel, it says, Masecha, that's Yena, that's the Yom Nehoiros, and there's a Af Orkel Shachan, that's the Ilanus v'desham. There's a girsa like that, it means the trees and the grass. And then it says, Shulchan Ariseh Tikra. Then they called Ariseh. Ze Odom V'chava. Odom V'chava called Na'orais because they were created as 20-year-olds, as Na'orais. They were created like 20-year-olds. That's the way they were created. That's the Marshal says. So it means Shulchan Ariseh Tikra called the Ariseh, called the Na'orais. Who was that? Ze Odom V'chava. Agape Mereme Kores. So there it means, and they placed them in a very high place. Rabbi Chana Rami, Ksiv al Gape, Ksiv al Kise. Gapi means the highest place. Akisa means an archer, which is on a high place. But it's not as high as the Gapi. But Tchila Agape, beginning they were very high up. B'soif Akisa. Later on they were Akisa after they did the Avera of the Eitz Hadas. The Pasuk says, Mi Pesi, it's the Pasuk, the next Pasuk in Mishlei, the fourth Pasuk Dalet there. It says, Mi Pesi Yosur Heino Chasar Lev Amrloi. And we darshan like this. Who convinced you to eat from the Eitz Hadas? As he asked Adam Rishon. So so he said, "Ishtoi chasar leiv amrle." As you read it, me pasul zeh. He asked who, or he said, "Who convinced Adam Rishon?" The answer is the isha chasar leiv. Because the pasuk says, "Me pesi yosher heino chasar leiv." Who's chasar leiv? Referring to isha. The chasid says in the pasuk, "Noyaf isha chasar leiv." Someone zanu isha is called chasar leiv. The Masha already asks that here the chasar leiv is going on the noyaf, and now we're saying it's going on the isha. So Masha asks the kasha. Masha says, "The mice we find chasar leiv by isha." That's the drasha goes. Tanya, Hayomeya Imer. Adam Rishon call him kuloi hutzpo afrei. We know Adam Rishon was created from the earth. Hashem took the earth from the entire world to create Adam Rishon. Rashi Chumash actually says that this way, when you bury him, so you, everywhere he is, it's his land. It's where he came from. That's the Rashi Chumash. So it says over here that Adam Rishon was created from all the offer all over the place. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "Gomi ro'enecha vasifcha kumi kasevu yom yitzur v'leicha b'hem." So it says Hashem, "Gomi ro'enecha," and we know by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says in the pasuk. So that's what Roa Necha means, the whole world. And therefore he's created from all the earth around the whole world. Amrav Yishayah Meshmei the Rav. Odom HaRishon, now goes to the specifics. Odom HaRishon, on top of Lama Ches Amaveiz, Gufoy Mibavel. His Guf was created from Bavel. And that's Rashi says, that's why Bavel is a valley, because they took off a lot of sand there for a lot of earth there for Odom HaRishon's Guf. V'Roisha married to Shol, his head's married to Shol. It's the highest place, that's where his brain comes from. Ve'ivarov Meshaya Ratzos, and his limbs come from other Ratzos. Agvoisov means the place where he sits. Amarav Acha, that's Ma'akra de Agma. That's from the place in Bavel called Akra de Agma, is Amuk Ma'oid, and that's where the Agvoisov come from. Amrav Yechiram Barchanina, Shteim Esrei Shoyos Hav Hayoim. We know there's 12 hours in a day, and that's how it was in the day of creation also. Some say it was longer than hours, but that's how it is. Shah Rishayna Hutzpar Afra. The first hour, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavyachli gathered the offer. Shniya Nasa Goylem. The second hour, he was made into a Goylem, one big chunk of earth. Shlishis Nimtachu Eivarav. He started pulling out his limbs. Revias Dizagor Neshama. The fourth hour, he got a Neshama. Chamishis Amalei Raglav. And by the fifth hour, he was walking. Shishis Karash Shemais. By Chatzais, in the day, middle noon, Mincha time, he called Shemais. Shviyos Nizdav Goy Chava. By the seventh hour, Chava was created and became his wife. Shminis Ola Mita. In the eighth hour, he went up to the Mita. Shnayim, Odom HaChava. And they came down, Yardu Abba. Came down four. What's four? Who are the four? So Rav Yitzchak says Kain and Hevel. It means Odom, Chava, and Kain Hevel. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says a little different. Top Tosfos says Odom HaChava. The Kayon, Kayin of Tumasa, and his twin. Aval Hevel, Loinoel by Isapam, Kirsivet, Husveledes. They weren't twins, Kayin and Hevel. And Hevel had two twins, Netsumus, Noldu Imai. The Darkish Rabbah, Ksiv Es Ochav Es Hevel. So Tais points out that it was Odom, Chava, and then Kayin and his twin. That's who was born at this time. And Hevel was later, Ayin de Mashab, Shem de Mizrahi, that he brings down the means Kayin and Hevel. That comes out that they were twins. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So that happened in the Shminas Olmita Shnayim V'Yardu Abba. Tashias, the ninth hour, Nitztavesh Lelechem Elon. There was a tzivu, you should not eat from Elon. A serious Sarach. By the tenth hour, he did the Avera. Achas Asrei Nidon, they were in trouble, and they got judged. Shteim Asrei Nitvahol, he was kicked out of Gan Eden. So the day he was born already, he was kicked out of Gan Eden. Shnema, Odom Bikar Baal Yolin. Odom Bikar, Odom on that level of Bikar, Baal Yolin, don't sleep overnight. He didn't make it overnight. Did not make it over the first night. He was kicked out of Gan Eden because he did have already that day that he was born. Are you going to ask me, if you look at the Psukim, wasn't Kayin and Hevel born after the story of the Eitz Hadas? If you look at the Psukim, you go through the Psukim, in Perek Gimel In Perek Beis, talks about how Yipel Tardema and Chav was created. Perek Gimel starts by Nachashay Oram Kol Chayes Sada, the whole story. And then you look at Perek Dalet, Va'odom Yoda is Chav Ishtoi, Va'atar Vatel is Kayin, Va'atar Meknis Yishu is Hashem. So it wasn't after the story. Here it's Mashu's before the story. So they freak the Mepharshim and they say, the Loshon Yoda means it was earlier. Va'odom Yoda. If you look at Rashi, Rashi points that already. Rashi says, it says, Kvar koidim ha'inyan shel mailo, koidim shechotov v'nitrat migan edem, v'chein eroim v'leida. And the princes said, Hejel ha'machas ha'beitz. Before you hear, it was before the story of Eitz Hadas. And odom v'kar ba'al yon. Amar Rav Chama, ein chayi rosh la'etz ba'odom am ke nidma like a behemah. The only time a chayi rosh la'etz ba'odom is ba'odom if he acts like a behemah. And he compares himself to behemah. Shnemar nimshol ke behemah didmu. There'll be a moishol if you compare yourself to behemah. We know that a lot of ways a person could compare himself to behemah, like eating a lot of food, these type of things. It compares him to behemah. So nimshol ke behemah didmu. If he's like that, then chayi rosh let us ba'odom. But if you act like a ben das, a bar das, then behemahs don't have a kariach over you.